Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike and David, they've done a great job picking up this new offense, trusting the guys up front and just doing what they do best with the ball in their hands. And it's, you're not getting tackled every day at practice, but you've seen the flashes of what Mike can do in the game. And obviously David had a great first preseason game, and you want to see those guys full pads, full go, and just picking up extra yards, mowing guys over and making guys miss. So they're special with the ball in their hands, and they've done a great job just being unselfish and doing their part within the offense. And that's pass blocking, open up other guys when they're running their routes. They're a great addition to this team and the running back room, and they've done an awesome job.
Mulliott Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. Olin Kreutz, top quarter of the 100 greatest pairs, even if it's not as acknowledged as it should be. He joins us this morning.
Rob.
And you just heard the voice of Mitchell Trubisky, and we are delighted to welcome in Big Cat Williams. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Cat. How are you?
What's going on, fellas? How are you guys?
Say hello to Olin. I don't know if you know him very well.
What's going on, bro?
So listen, you know, the Bears play a game tonight, and one of the things we're going to be looking at is the swing tackle position. And one of the reasons we thought it'd be fun to talk to you is about Rashawn Coward and the idea that he is making this transition from the defensive side of the ball to an offensive tackle position. And you obviously did that very successfully, ended up as a Pro Bowler doing that, and not an easy move to make. How long before you are comfortable at a new position?
Hey, Cat, Mully meant Rashad and not Rashawn. Since
you corrected me,
he corrected me on names earlier. Yeah, because you know I said the Coach Helfrich's name wrong, and Mully corrected me, so I'm going to help him out.
Thanks for not pointing it out, Rashad. What did I call Rashawn? I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's all right. Hey, it's an interesting transition. You know, I had the opportunity to play, you know, D-line in the NFL for a year before being moved over. But the transition was made. It's a hard transition. First of all, you know, you get in there, and all the offensive guys used to always say that, you know, come on over to the smart side of the ball. The offense was the smart side of the ball. You know, a bunch of knuckleheads on the defense, come over to the smart side of the ball. And I never really understood what they were talking about, you know, until you get into that offensive line meeting room and you realize all the things that go into it. You know, not only having to change into a new stance, learn how to come off the ball with controlled aggression, to be able to pick up a player that is, you know, maybe has shifted 1 second before the ball snapped or while the ball's being snapped. You know, on defense, you're told hit this gap, you know, find ball, eat ball. You know, that's what you're told on defense. On offense, it's so much more, you know, organized. It's an organized chaos. And to get used to doing that was probably the hardest thing, you know, as well as looking at a playbook and seeing a play call that was, you know, 10 to 15 words long, you know, an entire daggone sentence, you know, that was a little bit different. But, you know, it's hard to take that same mentality from defense to offense. And that was one of the things that I was told. When you move over to offense, once you start playing this position, once you start learning this position, take the same mentality that you had on defense and move it over to offense. As well as having, you know, he has Harry, you know, one of the best offensive line coaches in the league. And, you know, that's going to be a big help also. You know, when I first moved over, it was Dick Stanfield. And not only having Dick, but having Keith Van Horn there to help me, having, you know, Tom Thayer, Jay Hilgenberg, you know, Mark Forrest. These guys were all there to help me make that transition.
That I got to tell you, that is a ton of Bears history right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, Cat is old, man.
Hey, you're getting there, bro.
Hey, Cat, I was reading about Coward, and, he's an undrafted D lineman from Old Dominion, and he played 47 games at D-tackle. And just reading his story, it's eerie how similar his story is to yours. And he had said that in a great article done by David Hall, that he was mad when they told him that they were going to move him to offensive tackle. Can you take us back to when they came approached you and kind of what you were going through mentally and emotionally? Because it's hard enough to make it in the NFL. Now they're going to change your position. And he said, which I thought was interesting and made me think about what you might have been going through. Coward said in the article, I thought they quit on me. I thought my time was done.
Yeah. Yeah. I went through the same things. With my situation, it was funny because I started hearing from teammates that I was going to move before I actually heard from coaches that I was going to move. I actually came into the locker room one day and we were on our way out to practice. And, you know, my locker was right in between Richard Fence and Fritz. And I looked down and I've got a white notebook in my locker. Everybody else's notebook is blue. And I've got a white jersey in my locker and everybody else's is blue. So I go to Tony Metlin, I'm like, T-Met, y'all put the wrong playbook and the wrong jersey in my locker. And he just laughed. He was like, I think you need to go see coach. And from that day forward, I was an offensive lineman. But, yeah, you do kind of get that feeling that, you know, I was brought in here as a D lineman. You know, this is my trade. Now they're moving me to offense. Is it, you know, is this my last step before I'm out the door? But then you also realize, and I didn't realize this until later, but it gave me, being moved from defense to offense, gave me an opportunity to stick around for a little while longer, to learn the position. You know, they were patient with me, you know, like they're being with Coward. You know, you have to be patient with a guy that you're moving from defense to offense. And, you know, that was the biggest part of it. Once I realized that it was a transition that I could make, I felt a lot more comfortable doing it. But it wasn't easy mentally or physically, you know. But then having Tony Wise come in, you know, he was my second offensive line coach. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I learned more from Tony Wise than I could have ever imagined because he was – you know, such a teacher of the game, such a lover of the game. You know, Tony's life consisted, as far as I was concerned, Tony's life consisted of food and football.
You know, you were correct.
That was it. But, you know, he explained to you the little intricacies that you needed to know. You know, the importance of knowing how deep your quarterback is dropping, the importance of knowing, you know, that on certain plays, even though it's a five-step drop, the wide receivers could be running different routes, which is going to cause the quarterback to hold on to the ball a little longer. You know, these were things that I had never even thought about. But, you know, having a coach like Tony Wise come in was very beneficial for me and very, you know, I wasn't the easiest guy to get along with because, like you said, I didn't know what my future was. But having somebody like that to teach you, to stick by your side and push you in the right direction. And, you know, I think Rashad has the same thing in Harry. You know, a guy that is a master of the game that has taught some very, good offensive linemen. And he's going to make the transition for Rashad a lot easier.
You know, it's interesting, Kat, when you said that that it's the smart side of the ball, I laugh to myself because the first thought that always goes through my head with that is John Gruden once described offensive line play, and I'd like to get both your opinion of this, as a choreograph, and that you have to be able to kind of do a Broadway musical without anybody kicking each other, that it has to be, you have to have a unison to what you're doing. and that's like nothing else on the football field. Maybe in a minor way, the secondary goes that way, but there's no team within a team like the offensive line.
No, I mean, I agree. I mean, it's like, you know, it's kind of like synchronized swimming. If one guy does the wrong thing, you know, the whole, it can throw all five guys out of whack. You know, the one interesting thing that, you know, coaches always say, and I use it when I coach kids now, you know, listen to the play, listen to what's called. You know, if your center is making a call, listen to what's called and execute. Even if it's the wrong thing, as long as all five guys are on the same page, we stand a chance.
Great. You know, Kat, the thing when I'm watching Rashad Coward, and I think people don't think about too much, is for him to dress on Sundays with Leno and Massey, is he's going to have to be a swing tackle, right? And right. If Leno goes down, I'm interested to get your opinion on, they move you from D tackle to right tackle. Now you got to take sets at both tackle positions and at left tackle. So, I mean, is it me or is he a long way away from seeing the football field right now?
I think he is. I do believe that, you know, I got lucky as far as, you know, and not lucky because you never want to see a guy go down, but when Keith Van Horn went down, you know, all I was practicing was right back. We had a situation later on in my career where our left tackle went down, and the conversation went on as far as whether or not I could play left tackle. And I had never been in a left tackle stance before in my life, you know, and that was the most uncomfortable, awkward thing, you know, that I had done.
Did you take sets at left tackle?
Say it again?
Did you take sets at left tackle?
Just during practice.
I got to get the film on this, Mully. Mully, they got film on this somewhere. I got to get the film.
But the funny thing about it was that, you know, for short notice, Tony was like, you know, if you have to go to left tackle and play in a right-handed stance, then you do that.
Yeah.
Keep 300. You know, switching everything around from a right-handed stance to a left-handed stance was just foreign to me. I just learned a right-handed stance. So, yeah, I agree. It could be a while if they're asking him to be that swing tackle. It could be a while before he sees the field, and it'll be interesting to see, you know, how much patience they have with him.
Kat, thanks a ton. Really appreciate it, as always.
Thanks, Kat.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.